This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday he does not think Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to play politics with the war in Gaza.
I don't think so. He's trying to work out a serious problem he has.
President Biden earlier Tuesday said Netanyahu may be stalling on ending the war in Gaza for political reasons, according to an interview with Time magazine. Asked whether he thought Netanyahu was prolonging the war for his own political reasons, Biden said there is every reason for people to draw that conclusion. Biden, who has been pushing for an end to the nearly eight-month war, also said that it was certain or uncertain whether Israeli forces have committed war crimes in Gaza. He rejected allegations Israel is using starvation of civilians as a method of warfare, but said that he thinks they've engaged in activity that is inappropriate. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that Slovenia has now joined Spain, Ireland, and Norway in recognizing a Palestinian state.
Slovenia's prime minister says he sped up efforts to recognize a state of Palestine in reaction to Israel's expanding invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The months-long offensive has largely cut off the flow of food, medicine, and other supplies to Palestinians who are facing widespread hunger. Last week, President Joe Biden said that the three-phase plan was Israeli. However, Israeli leaders have since appeared to distance themselves from the proposal and vowed to keep fighting Hamas until the group is destroyed. Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza has killed more than 36,000 Palestinians. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. House has now passed legislation that would sanction the International Criminal Court for seeking an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The 247-155 vote delivered Washington's first rebuke to the war crimes court. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden signed an executive order on Tuesday that will sharply limit the number of people requesting asylum in the U.S.-Mexican border. VOA's Jeff Custer tells us more.
Administration officials said the order goes into effect once the weekly average of daily encounters with migrants reaches 2,500 among points of entry. The order will prevent migrants who unlawfully cross the southern border from receiving asylum. But the Biden administration said the actions are not permanent and will only be in effect when the southern border is overwhelmed. A fact sheet released by the White House said there is also humanitarian exceptions to the order. Biden is issuing the executive order under a section of the 72-year-old Immigration and Nationality Act, which gives a president broad authority to block entry into the country to any class of immigrants believed to be detrimental to the interests of the United States. Former President Donald Trump relied on the same section to enact some of his toughest actions on immigration, including the so-called Muslim ban, when he barred immigration and travel from seven predominantly Muslim nations. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
AP correspondent Michael Kunzelman reports on Tuesday's highlights in the Hunter Biden case, the son of President Joe Biden, and what to expect for Wednesday.
It was an FBI agent who investigated the case against Hunter Biden, and so the jury heard a lot of text messages, saw a lot of text messages that he sent to people about purchase of drug deals, taking of drugs, that sort of thing. His lawyer suggested that he bought the gun at a time when he was maybe not in the throes of the drug addiction at the worst and didn't consider himself an addict at the time. We're going to be hearing from the second and third witnesses. The first one is an ex-wife, Hunter Biden, and the other was an ex-girlfriend.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi's National Democratic Alliance coalition has won a majority in parliament, according to official results from India's Election Commission. Modi had already declared victory for his alliance earlier Tuesday, claiming a mandate to push forward with his agenda, even though his party lost seats to a stronger-than-expected opposition, which pushed back against his mixed economic record and polarizing politics. More than 640 million votes were cast in the marathon election held over a span of 6 weeks in the world's largest democratic exercise. Mexico's newly elected president faces a long list of challenges, including persistent cartel violence, a deeply divided country, cash-strained social programs, and the long shadow of her mentor, outgoing President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. But for some analysts, what awaits Claudia Sheinbaum mostly comes down to three things: money, dialogue, and what happens to the U.S. election. She begins her six-year term, her presidential term, on October 1st, so has 4 months to define her agenda. During this time, López Obrador is expected to continue delivering his daily morning press briefings as he tries to solidify his legacy. Coexistence might be far from easy, though. He has divided society. She says she wants to unite it. He is the leader of the masses. She is an academic and a scientist. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.